I'm here speaking with Craig Jessup, the director of the American Festival Chorus Singers. They've been traveling and performing in Washington, D.C., and today we're speaking to them just hours before their performance at New York City's Carnegie Hall. Dr. Jessup, thank you for taking a few moments to speak with us today.
You're welcome. I'm honored to be here.
So first, tell me about this group, the American Festival Chorus Singers. I understand they're a smaller version of the full American Festival Chorus.
It is. The festival singers, American Festival Singers, can be whatever we decide we need at the time. It can be a group as small as this, which I think we have, how many singers here? 12 singers from the group. We just did the St. John Passion of Bach, and I had 24 singers. I've had as many as 60 singers. But the American Festival Chorus is the parent organization, and they're all members of that, and it's around 220 singers when we're at full strength.
So tell me about your performances in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago. What was your experience, and how were the American Festival Chorus singers received?
Oh, extremely well. They joined other choirs from sea to shining sea, forming a choir of about 300 in the Kennedy Center. And it's a great celebration. We collaborated with the United States Air Force Symphony Orchestra, and they are part of the United States Air Force Band, of which I was a member for 8 years when I had the Air Force Singing Sergeant. So this was a reunion for me. It's the National Memorial Day concert in the Kennedy Center Sunday afternoon. It's an elegant, very regal, very noble tribute to America's war dead and war heroes. And I don't think anyone that was there could disagree that it was a profoundly moving experience to be there and be a part of that great celebration. So it's been a great experience for them to sing in the Kennedy Center 2 weeks ago and now Carnegie Hall here. Two very different halls, I might add, as well.
So what have been your main goals for these performances in the past few weeks?
Well, the main goal is always excellence, artistic excellence, to do as high performing level as you possibly can, and to do it with great repertoire. In Washington, D.C., the main event was the Dona Nobis Pacem of Ralph Vaughan Williams, the great English composer. But we also did several American hymns and anthems, including the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Here, this is on a concert entitled Two Requiems. And our singers are doing the Requiem of Gabriel Fauré, which the American Festival Chorus did in Logan at the Ellen Eccles Theater in March. And there are 209 singers from all over the nation and other countries, including Canada, France, and Spain.
Wow. So performing in Carnegie Hall is no small feat in the world of music. How are you and your singers feeling about the program this afternoon?
Oh, we just completed our dress rehearsal, and it went fantastic. And I'm very enthused about the possibilities of a really terrific performance this afternoon. I'm feeling very good about it.
That's Craig Jessup, the director of the American Festival Chorus Singers, on the line from New York City. Dr. Jessup, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you.